Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds return to the radio tonight as they take on the Miami Marlins at the Great American Ballpark. The Fighting Fish are in town for a three-game series against the Kings of the Ohio. The Reds tried to find some momentum yesterday as they wrapped up a three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Reds, though, were bombed 12-2 yesterday as the Bats, who cranked out 15 hits on Wednesday, only could find eight of them on Thursday afternoon. The day game saw the Reds and rookie Luis Castillo. Castillo ended up having a really nice game. Too bad it started with a three-run home run in the first inning. Castillo went on to pitch five more innings, only gave up one more run, struck out seven, and walked only one. His ERA is under four. Not bad for the fireballer. Boy, he can get it up there into the 90s, folks. That's not the Reds' problem. The Reds' problem yesterday was the bats. Of the Reds' eight hits, Eugenio Suarez had a quarter of them. He had two. Both of them accounted for the Cincinnati runs. Suarez hit a solo shot in the fourth to give the Reds some hope and then cleaned one off of former Reds reliever J.J. Hoover in the eighth. No surprise, Hoover giving up a home run at the Great American Ballpark. Reds fans saw enough of that last year. Zach Cozart got the day off. Hopefully his quad is feeling better, but the Reds could really use that bat in the lineup moving forward. Joey Votto had another hit, as did Scooter Gennett, but the Reds struggled to give Castillo any support, and the Diamondbacks run out, beating up the bullpen late. 12-2 again, that final score. Reds and Marlins on the airwaves tonight and Saturday night. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m. First pitch at 7:10. The Reds look to veteran right-hander Homer Bailey as he takes the mound tonight and tries to get the Reds off to a great start here on a Friday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
College basketball insider for CBS Sports John Rothstein reported yesterday that Indiana's home and away Big Ten opponents for 2017-18 will be Illinois, Iowa, Michigan State, Minnesota, and Ohio State. Notice one name missing there? I do. The Indiana Hoosiers' Big Ten portion of their basketball schedule for next year will not include the Purdue Boilermakers twice. If you're the Big Ten Conference and you're in basketball season, why not have protected rivalries? You do it in football. You have a 14-team league. So does the ACC. Somehow Duke and North Carolina play twice every season. If you're the Big Ten, what message are you sending to your fan base by not having protected rivalries to play games home and away with teams that are traditional rivals? You're basically telling basketball fans that we don't really care about you. We've got football. I get it. I get football pays the bills. I get that football's money is what's funding the – I get all that. Without fans, you don't make any money. Nobody's watching Purdue-Rutgers. Nobody's watching Indiana-Penn State. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Indiana-Purdue is a big deal in the city, in the county, in the region, in the state, and to a degree nationally. If the programs are good and ranked, that's a big game. Why? History. The Big Ten bases everything they do on history. The names of the divisions, the awards they give out at the end of the year. So historically, Indiana and Purdue are rivals. They have the most Big Ten championships. You can't get them to play twice a year. Are you nuts? How about giving the fan a break? How about the season ticket holders at Purdue and Indiana? One of them is not going to get to see Indiana-Purdue this year. If you're the Big Ten, act like the Big Ten. Schedule Indiana and Purdue. It's not hard. Without fans, you don't have anything. Take care of your fans every once in a while. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.